Good morning to you again, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a day that God has given unto us, and I believe that we are entitled to rejoice. We're entitled to be exceedingly and abundantly glad in it. This is a new month, and being a new month, there's a need for us to be cognizant of what the Lord is doing in our lives and in this place. For those who are coming in for the very first time, every month, the Lord gives us a theme by which we do everything, speak concerning for the rest of the month. This month is the month of excellence. Everyone say excellence. And when we're talking about excellence, you need to be in church to have a better understanding of where we're going with the whole idea of excellence. But this morning, I want to talk to you briefly about the call to excellence. Everybody say call to excellence. Just before we go on, just a short word of prayer and we carry on, okay? And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity which you've given unto us this morning to be here. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for the higher calling in our life. We submit ourselves unto you this morning, that even as you speak, your word will supersede every word that we have heard that is contrary in the name of Jesus. And your word that cleanses will clean us of everything that needs to be out of our lives in Jesus' name. Thank that the word that formed the heavens and the earth is available for us here today. And it shall transform and form everything that needs to be dealt with in our lives. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. Call to excellence. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 51. Isaiah, chapter 51. We'll read from verse 11 through 14. Isaiah 51, from verse 11 to 14, and I read, "Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." Look at me for a moment. The 11th verse of Isaiah 51 is about to be fulfilled in somebody's life here today. You see, because God has redeemed you from your experiences and situations that brought you sorrow and mourning, as you begin to sing a new song starting from today, you will have continuous reason to praise God in the name of Jesus. It's a year of favor. And favor is coming your way with the feeling of gladness and of joy in the name of Jesus. Whoever that person is, I need you to be attentive to what God is saying to you this morning. Verse 12 says, God speaking, I am he that comforts you, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die. The son of man that shall be made as grass. And you forget the Lord, your maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. Where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive, exile hasten that he may be loosed, that he will not die in the pit, nor his bread shall fail. I believe that God is asking somebody here today a very simple question. Who has the biggest say in your life? Who has control of your emotional well-being? Who has the final say in your life? Is it God? Or is it the oppressor? The oppressor keeps you down with severe and unjust use of force or authority. I say that again. An oppressor will keep you down with severe and unjust use of force and authority. Now, it could be deliberate and it could be inherent. The question I believe God is asking you and I today is that, are you walking in fear or are you walking in faith? The oppressor's policy is to put you into captivity through control. Now, the strength thing is this. An oppressor could be as close and as mild as your spouse, your kid or kids. It could even be your parents. It can be your siblings. Oh, by the way, it could be your in-laws too. The oppressor, likewise, could be as far away from you as your co-workers, your colleague in the office. It could be your subordinate. It could be your manager. Even the government may be the oppressor in your life. Anytime you find yourself as a person thinking about somebody, and in your thoughts, fear comes upon you because of what the person is capable of doing in your life to bring you pain and sorrow, such a person is an oppressor in your life. I say that again. When you're thinking of somebody, no matter how mild, no matter how hard, no matter how close or far, and while you're thinking of the person, fear comes upon you because of what the person can do in your life to bring you to the place of sorrow. Such a person is an oppressor to you. Now, this should not be mistaken with the feeling of the need not to disappoint the person that you're thinking about. When the feeling is that I do not want to disappoint this person I'm thinking about, and the fear that comes upon you is not because of what will be done if you do not do it right, but like, I don't want to fail this person. I don't want to disappoint this person. That is called respect. Everybody say respect. My question to you is this morning. Is your relationship with God out of fear for him or out of respect for him? Only you can answer that question. Nobody can. But let me remind you this, that the fear of the Lord is what? It's the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning, not the end. The end point for our relationship with God is the love of God. today, I believe that fear is going to give way to favor in somebody's life. The fear that caused you to forget the Lord, your God, your maker, that makes you continually being afraid, to be afraid of an oppressor. Today, using the words carefully, shall be repealed in your life in the name of Jesus. I believe you will experience a sudden remembrance of the love that God has for you today in the name of Jesus. Surely, you will come to recognize that what God, or better still, what Christ has done in your life is a lot more important than what the enemy of your soul, some say is the devil, is doing currently in your life. I say that again. You are going to come to recognize that what God, through Christ, has done already in your life is a lot more important than what the devil is doing in your life today. Let me assure you of one thing. Whatever the Lord has done, it's permanent. Whatever God has done is what? He has already made you know that he will build you as a church, you as an individual, your family. But he said, the gate of hell shall do what? Not prevail. So he didn't say hell will not come against you. But what he says is that hell will not prevail against you. So you will come to remember that it's what God has done for you that is more important than what the enemy of your soul is doing in your life. Amen? I say to somebody here today, the oppressor that caused you to forget how mighty your God is will from this day forward become the one that will announce favor in your life in the name of Jesus. You see, because it is written in the book of Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1, Proverbs chapter 21 verse 1, it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he can turn it in any direction he wills. Therefore, the thoughts, the mouth of the oppressor shall begin to decree favor for your sake in the name of Jesus. You see, today is Thanksgiving Sunday. And being Thanksgiving, we're here to thank God. But we're not going to thank God in a fake fashion. When you're saying thank you to somebody, it's not saying thank you in the hope of what the person will do. You say thank you for something that you have received already, that you know that, yes, thank you. If I tell you I will give you $1,000 tomorrow, you might be excited and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. If I give you $1,000 right now, your thank you for those close to value $1,000, your thank you will be too much, beyond necessary. But because it's, you can imagine what it will do for you right now, it's different. So when we're going to thank God today, we're not thanking God in anticipation of what he will do, but rather with the confidence of what he has done already in your life. So that's why I said you will suddenly recognize that what God has done for you, that is for an appointed time for this manifestation, is a lot more important than what is manifesting from the enemy's camp in your life today. But be assured of one thing, you shall live and not die to declare the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. It's only the counsel of the Lord concerning that shall stand. The counsel that says he has turned around your captivity and you are like them that dream dreams. You are the head and you shall not be the tail in the name of Jesus. Today, we will be praying for the removal of obstacles that hinder us from giving true thanksgiving unto God. I believe in my heart of hearts that even as we pray today, we are moving to the place of excellence. And if we're going to go to the place of excellence, we don't go there in fear, but we'll go there in confidence that God has said it. I believe it, and that settles it. We're going to go forward with boldness, with strength, because we know the Lord our God is indeed with us. Today, the mouth of the oppressor shall be stopped, and the tongue of favor shall begin to prevail in your life in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, if you can, if you have the courage, if you feel there's something oppressing you, it doesn't matter how small or how big it is, an oppressor is an oppressor, and they follow the same kind of thing. I know it never happens here, because before God gets you, I'll get you. If you're oppressing your wife, I'll take an excuse from God to deal with you myself, because we don't abuse our wives. I know none of you will touch your wife to say you want to temper her with beating. I will lay hands on you by myself. I'll call you to join me. Fire will fall. It will be Holy Ghost fire. We will beat you up for beating your wife, but I know you don't do that here. But the important thing is for you to know that an oppressor can do anything to you, either deliberately to bring you pain, or it might just be, I did not know, but the action is bringing oppression to my soul. But either way, changes will occur here today in the name of Jesus. For everyone, in Isaiah chapter 51, in verse 12, God said, even I am he that comforts you. And God is asking you, who are you, by the way, that you should be afraid of any oppressor that shall be made like grass, that shall die? And you forget me. You forget me. You forget me. In other words, that pressure is so much that you've forgotten that there's a God who has done something great already in your life. They say to you, you shall amount to nothing. But God said, you'll amount to everything I've called you to do. They say, over my dead body, you will not become that. Well, the person is about to be the center of course focus in the funeral service, because you will do and accomplish what God has said concerning you already. So therefore, we're going to pray, and I want you to pray from your heart if you can. And if you're not in that category of the oppressed, it's okay. Pray for those of us that are oppressed, that God will help us to get to the level that you are and beyond too, if possible. But I want you from your heart as an individual, not for your wife, not for your husband, but for you as an individual. If somehow you have forgotten what God has done, I'm not talking about what God is doing, no. Everything that God needs to do, he has done already. It's for you to enter into it, and you will enter into it in Jesus' name. It's to pray and say to God, and say, Father, say that with me, Father, thank you for not forgetting me as I have forgotten you. Forgive my forgetfulness of your mercies in my life in the name of Jesus. For 1 minute, just bow down your head and speak those words to God. Where have you forgotten God? Why have you forgotten your comforter? Where have you forgotten him that can comfort you, and you are continually feeling the pressure of the oppressor daily in your life? Say, Father, thank you for not forgetting me. Thank you for not forgetting me the way I've forgotten you. Forgive my forgetfulness of your mercies, of your grace, of your power in my life. Forgive my forgetting of what you have done already, that you have redeemed me from the curse of the law. Forgive me, O Lord, for not recognizing and remembering that wherever the Son of God has set free is free indeed. Talk to him and say, Lord, just have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy. Where I have forgotten, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy, O Lord, I pray. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Thank you, Father, Lord Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 18, God said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Brethren, this is a very simple statement God is making to you. God wants to boast concerning somebody here. In other words, God wants to say, look at that child of mine. Do you see how he's navigating the crevices of life? Do you see how he's having joy even in the midst of what is going on? It's because he knows I'm with him. God is saying to somebody here, you need not to remember the former things of oppression and oppressor in your life. When he says, consider, he said, you don't need to dwell in what has brought oppression in your life. God is saying he wants to do something new in your life. So for everyone in here who is still thinking about the past oppression, today you need to forget it and remember what God has done already. I say to you, though you are going through the valley of the shadow of darkness, you will discover God in there and shall fear no more evil because you know God is with you. So therefore you're going to say, Father, help me neither not to consider or remember in fear the old oppressive things. Help me to wipe away my tears with fresh favor from you in the name of Jesus. Why not talk to God? Say, I don't want to consider those things anymore. I don't want to remember them anymore. Lord, cleanse my heart. I want to forget about it now. I want to think of your goodness in my life. Just help me, I pray. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, I pray. Help me. Lord of mine, I know it's something that you can do. That's why I submit myself to you today. I don't want to remember those things anymore. I don't want to dwell on those things that are oppressive in the past anymore. I want to enjoy the favor that comes from you. Father, this is my prayer unto you this morning. Not just me, but for everyone that is praying for deliverance, for everyone that is praying, Lord, I don't want to dwell in this past oppression anymore. Whatever it may be, just have mercy, O Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. In John chapter 8, verse 32, John chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says, and you shall know what? And what will the truth do to you? Now, if you know a lie, what would the lie do to you? Keep you in bondage, in captivity. But God is setting you free with his truths today. I said God is setting you free. In other words, you're going to say, Father, because knowing your truth sets me free, stabilize my mind with your truth in the name of Jesus. Why not just pray to God for stability with his truth, his word that says you shall live and not die. His truth that says that indeed the gates of hell will not prevail against you. The truth that says he is your refuge, is your fortress, your very present help in times of trouble. The truth that says that in the midst of famine you shall have a surplus. The truth that says by his stripes you are healed. Why not just say, let your truth stabilize me. Let it stabilize my mind. Let it stabilize my thoughts. That, Lord, I will not be continually afraid of the words of the oppressor, but I will be in confidence and in faith by your truth that sets free. Lord, let your word, let your truth stabilize me, oh God. Let it stabilize me. I pray for stability. I pray for stability in my life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, not just me, but for everyone here this morning that must be stabilized, that Lord Almighty will stabilize our minds, oh Lord, with your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. In Psalm 107, verse 15 and 16, Psalm 107, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, oh, that men would do what? Praise the Lord for his wickedness and his oppression, for his what? Goodness. And his wonderful works to the children of men, not animals. To the children of men, For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in asunder. A prison has metal. Whether it's brass, whether it's steel, whether it's iron, is to keep you in. Therefore today, because there's a need for you to know what God has done already, whoever is set free is free indeed. Everyone in the place of captivity of the oppressor, God is about to cut some bars and break some iron in asunder in your life. You're going to say, Father, concerning my life, every brass, every iron that is built against me to limit me, Father, according to your word, begin to break, begin to cut in the name of Jesus. Why not pray for yourself right now? Any bar, you might not even know it's there. But so everything that is called the gates of brass, everything that is called the bars of iron begin to break in my life in the name of Jesus. Pray to him and say, Lord, break and cut. Set me free. Oh Lord, set me. I know whoever you set free is free indeed. Oh, so that I will be able to praise you, that I will be able to praise you for your goodness and your mercies over my life. Father, let it be so, oh Lord, let it be so, let it be so, oh Lord Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. Church, I want you to do something for me even now. Join hands with other people, apart from your family members. Just join hands with somebody else. A couple of people, no hand is free. Just join hands. Make sure no hand is free. Make sure no hands are free. I want you to do this like people that are interested in excellence, not your family. Somebody else. Good. Somebody apart from your family member. Because we're carrying the prayer in all directions. The person or the persons you are holding on need to be set free. You're going to say, Father, every of my brethren who are crying out to you under the burden of the oppressor, break and cut away every limitation against them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Please pray for the person you are holding on to, so that man may praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Say, Lord, break, O Lord, every limitation. Destroy, O God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, break every limitation, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your name shall be glorified in my brother's life, that you're glorified in my sister's life. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free. Break away that limitation, O Lord. Be it physical, be it spiritual. Break free, O Lord. Set them free, O Lord, by your truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. While you're still holding on, the Bible says in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 10, it says, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for food to the eater. In other words, for the person that needs a seed that will bring greatness tomorrow, God is able to give you that idea. For the person that has a current problem that needs to be dealt with now, God can provide the bread for you to deal with that problem right now. Then we're going to say, Father, multiply for my brethren seeds to be sown, increase the fruit of righteousness in my brethren's life, supply the current pressing needs and resources for the future needs. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray for one another. Lord, current need, meet those needs. The future need, provide the seed. The idea, oh Lord, that favor shall pursue and overtake my brothers and my sisters, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I know you can do it. It's not difficult for you. You minister bread to the eater. Minister seed to the sower. Whoever needs resources for tomorrow, Father, supply the seed and the idea. Whoever needs that bread for now, I know you can do it. You are the great provider. Provide for my brothers. Provide for my sisters, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. You see, in Isaiah 51, verse 11, that we read earlier on, it said that, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto where? Zion. And when they come back to Zion, said they will be singing a new song. It said, an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. That, in other words, in their mind, continually they find a reason to rejoice in God. You're going to say, Father, return my brethren to the place of singing your praise again. Give my brethren a new song, a song of victory, a song of success, a song of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray for a returning of praise in the life of your brother. Pray for a return to the place of praise in your sister. Ask the Lord Almighty, give them a reason to rejoice and be glad in Him yet again. Father, give my brothers, give my sisters a new song. Return them to the place of praising you daily, continually, oh God Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I know that with you, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. And finally say, Father, favor my brethren with gladness in the place of the oppression of sorrow, and joy in the place of mourning, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray gladness into their life. Pray an exchange for sorrow for gladness. Pray for an exchange in their life, that where they are mourning, they shall begin to have joy now. They need to be set free. 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 And indeed, they will be set free today in the name of Jesus. Just pray. Pray for them. Lord, let them be set free. Let them be set free, O Lord Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Almighty, we give thanks unto you. We bless your name, O Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed. Now, tell the persons you are holding on to, be bold. Be strong. For the Lord, your God, is with you. All right, make it one-on-one. If you're holding two people, it won't work. You're shaking your head too much. Just find one partner. Brethren, tell the person, brethren. Okay, ask the person's name. Ask for the name if you don't know. Now, mention the person's name. Look on, sir. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord, your God, is with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord, your God, is with you. Turn to somebody and say, brethren, be bold. Be strong. For the Lord, your God, is with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord, your God, is with you. Now tell somebody, I am walking. Charles, look at me. Don't look at my wife. Look at me. I am walking. In faith. And victory. Follow me. Let us walk. In faith. And victory. For the Lord, our God, is with us. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong. For the Lord your God is with him. I am not afraid.
I am not dismayed.
Come walking in victory. Come walking in faith and victory. For the Lord our God is with you. Be bold, be bold,
be strong,
be strong. For the Lord our God
is with you.
Tell some
people,
be bold,
be strong.
Tell somebody,
for the Lord our God is with you.
Say, I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. Come on, walking in faith and victory. Come on, walking in faith and victory. Cause the Lord our God is with you. Hold the person, I say, be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
For the Lord.
For the Lord our God is with you.
Come on, say it again. Be bold. Be strong.
Be strong. For the Lord your God is with you.
Say to the person, I'm not afraid.
I am not afraid.
I am not dismayed.
I am walking in faith and victory.
Come, let's walk in faith and victory. Because the Lord, our Lord, our God is with you. Sing to yourself, I'm bold. I'm strong. For the Lord my God is with me. I am bold. I'm bold. I'm strong. I'm strong. For the Lord my God is with me. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed.
I am not dismayed.
I am walking in faith and
walking in faith and victory.
Because for the Lord my God is with me. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're walking in faith and victory, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know indeed oppression has ended and joy is your portion, shout the rounding hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord this morning. I believe it is well with you. Come on, put those hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen.